on Breakfast with Vossie, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Can you believe that, Michelle? Tim Payne just said 15 or 16 concussions for Will Pekulski.
Oh, look, as a parent, that's so frightening. He's 23 years of age, and as you well like said just then, the shoulder surgery earlier in the year, he was, wow, what a year. Very scary. Very, very scary. And what is the answer to that? Is it rest?
Well, I am not the cricket expert. We need to get, a cricket expert on, a batsman, a technician to talk. Like, the technical deficiency he must have to be struck in the head that many times, it surely is the first issue that has to be addressed before we even contemplate sending him back out there. There has to be an issue there. I mean, no batsman in the world gets hit in the head more than Will Pekulski, it would seem, based on those numbers. Now, can we just get on to what you know? Because you get good mail out of Penrith. Cameron Serraldo is just getting massive runs on the board, massive praise for his efforts. He's the man behind the defence at Penrith. But when does he become a head coach full-time, and where do you think it will be?
Well, let me tell you, he's a very, very simple, very, very sensible guy. He won't just jump at any old opportunity. And look, when that, he was linked to the West Tigers not so long ago, and I don't know, I can tell you, he did have a serious think about it. He will maintain that no conversations were had, but I think he feels like he's ready, but he also respects, obviously, the situation with Ivan Cleary. They're very, very good mates. But I'll tell you what, he's very patient, because last week we actually had Brian Fletcher, the CEO of the Panthers, come out and say that Ivan Cleary has the coach's job for as long as he wants. I don't know how that would have gone down with Cameron Serraldo, because obviously,
for life,
he's got a family, and he's obviously at the stage of his career where he wants to take that next step. But I mean, he also has a lot of people in his ear advising him in terms of when it will be the right move. So as I say, he's pretty crafty, Cam. And look, for mine, hearing this stuff about the Dolphins, it sort of does kind of ring true. He's got a massive family. He's just spent, the season up in Queensland, and they absolutely loved it. They thought it was just, so it was the perfect sweetener, if you like. Mm. And for him to be linked with someone like Wayne Bennett, look, let's look at that whole Wayne Bennett scenario as well. He's talking about him wanting a long-term deal of sort of 4 years there with the Dolphins. He'll probably get three, and that third year would be the year that they've done something very similar to what they did at South with him and Jason Demetrio, and it's a sort of smooth transition for the next year for that coach to take over. So, I mean, I'm sort of, joining dots here, but I think it's... And look, he's won. He's done... It's not that he's done and dusted at Penrith, but he's achieved what he wanted to achieve, a premiership. I think it's... We won't be long before we see Cam Serraldo make some sort of move.
I'll put a few more dots on your piece of paper there. Now, somewhere, sooner rather than later, Craig Bellamy will actually call it a day down at Melbourne. Now, Jason Ryles has left the nest, and he'll be Roosters, will he not, next year? Jason Ryles could be a contender for the Melbourne job. Could Cameron Serraldo be, being spoken about down in Melbourne behind closed doors as a, potential candidate? Let him continue the apprenticeship elsewhere, and then we'll snap him up.
Absolutely. You know what? I feel like Cam would have a big whiteboard up in his office in his room and have all the scenarios put up there, much like a coach would operate, and he would be considering absolutely everything. But he's not one to jump quickly, and he's a very loyal person as well. Rosters might have something to do with it as well.
Yes.
Playing rosters.
Interesting discussion. Hey, listen, very good text here. Good morning, team. I'm curious to know how Will Pekulski can have so many concussions despite wearing a helmet. Should helmet designs be investigated, strength of material, etc.? Well, look, very basic. I mean, I was playing junior cricket when helmets were first introduced, and I reckon first or second week I got hit in the helmet. It was shuddering. It rocked your head. So even though you're wearing a helmet, at the speeds that they'd be bowling at Will Pekulski as compared to Andrew Voss playing junior cricket, you would feel the blow. You would still feel the blow. It's not ball on skull direct impact, but you'd still get a shake. But I take the point. It might be worth having a little look at. But I don't know enough about helmet design. What substance could you use that'd be lightweight that you could wear in your head? Can't put lead around their head, can you?
The only time I wear a helmet's when I'm riding the bike trying to avoid the magpies.
Oh yes. Yes, yes. Oh, that's a good comparison. All right, we'll probably move on from that. Norm Proven, it's been great to mix with our listeners this morning and anecdotes. I love the story of going into the electrical store and Norm comes out and sells the dad the fridge who didn't want to be there on weekend shopping. We've all been there. But Norm, he was starstruck. He bought the fridge within 90 seconds, we were told, was the transaction. That was from Chris on the open line earlier this morning. A last word on the great Norm Proven this morning?
Oh, look, Vossie, for mine, it was my 11-year-old son calling me frantically yesterday because obviously he didn't pick up the first time, just busting to tell me, "Mum, my goodness, it's a really sad day. The man in the trophies died, the taller one." The fact that he's 11, Norm Proven's touched another generation, really. He was just a superstar of his era. And I got the privilege yesterday of spending some time with Johnny Riley, Carol Raper, obviously the wife of the great Johnny Raper, and Steve Edge. And, you know, it was more smiles than anything else, just reflecting on his life. And one really quick one was Edgy, and that was about a fridge as well. Steve Edge needed to buy a fridge some time back. He didn't want to bother Norm. He thought he's a busy man. So he just called the store and said, "Look, I'm after a fridge. Can you tell me what I'll need? What sort of price I'll be looking at?" Well, the gentleman on the other end of the phone went on for 15 minutes to describe anything and everything he could about what fridge was going to suit Edgy. And in the end, he said, "Well, thanks for your time." He said, "Look, just before I go, it is Norm, and you're not annoying me. You're not pestering me." I mean, what a lovely guy.
The ultimate salesman as well, doing a great job. Norm Proven, just everything that has been said about him today, summing up, great man, gentleman, superb player, amazing record, all of those things, every single word 100% true. Just to finish today, Michelle, I asked for an Everest tip. So what is your tip for the Everest?
Drum roll, please.
Race 7 in Sydney.
Classique legend, going back-to-back, fantastic last year. But Lesbridge hasn't exactly filled me with confidence in the lead-up to this one. His first up's had a couple of really decent, actually three really good trials. Nature Strip has to be in the conversation for Chris Waller. J-Mac tells us he's in beast mode. He's got that wide barrier, but he can overcome that. Eduardo is the other one I'm looking at for Joe Pride. But I will tell you this. This is who I'm going to go with. And this is only if there's more rain overnight and obviously across this afternoon, because he loves the wet. And that is Geetra. I think the English slot, Gordon Richards, Jason Collette. I just think there's something in this horse. Third place getter last year in the Everest. So that's my pick.
All right. Well, you speak with some qualification, whereas I'm just picking Trekking simply because of William Shatner going.
You've been
into space
solid.
This week.
You've stuck with Trekking all week. I will say that.
It was
You're
a listener
loyal.
Who said it would be an omen, and I've hopped on board ever since. So Trekking all the way to infinity and beyond, which isn't a Star Trek line. Anyway, Michelle, have a great weekend. Good punting, good luck, and talk to you Monday.
You too. Enjoy the weekend, guys.
And on Channel 7 News as well, Michelle Bishop doing a great job here at 1170 SEN at 16:30 to 9.